fine. Welcome to Stevie's Fantasies. This is the first part in a multi-part series of audio video fantasies where I give you sexy little mutants a taste of what goes on in my noggin. Our first fantasy is based off something from my day job. Is it real? Is it a fantasy? I'll leave that up to you. But what it is super fucking hot. I had a lot of fun putting this together for you guys, so I hope you like it and leave me a bunch of feedback on what you'd like to see or hear from me in the future. Suggestions as to where you see this story going, or naughty ideas or fantasies from the heads of all you horny little mutants out there. Anyway, I am glad to hear from you. Now, without further rambling, here's our first chapter from our first fantasy, teasing the new guy. So, there's this new guy at work. Not particularly hot, kind of dilfy. He's older, late 30s, maybe. Tall. But, you know, not really someone that was on my radar, to be honest. Other than, hey, new guy. Good to see you, new guy. Until I caught him looking at porn. The filters at work are supposed to block the dirty sites. Even Reddit. But here he is, looking at titties in the after-lunch slowdown. Everyone is always super slow getting back to their cubicles. I walk past and hear the unmistakable sound of moaning coming out of his earbuds. If you've ever looked at porn on your phone at work or found someone jerking or jilling off in the bathroom stall at work, you know the sound. I look over the partition of his cubicle and see him watching a video of a cute, chubby redhead bouncing on top of a big, black dildo. Sheer lingerie, her tits are out, flopping around. The caption at the top of the video reads, "Knock me up, daddy." And I can see that it's from the breeding material subreddit. He must be enjoying it too, because his boner is running down the length of his leg, his dick print unmistakably visible under his jeans. It's not bad, not huge, but clearly super hard. If you know me, you know I've taken a few naughty pictures with my ladies out in the bathroom at work. So this brazen display of horny desire right out in the open, I can't lie, I got a little warm. I decided to play along, and by play along, I mean mess with him. "Hey," I say, tapping him on the shoulder. He immediately freaks out, apologizing like he's been caught with his dick out. Almost. I ignore his discomfort and ask him how he's able to get past the work filters, and he tells me about a cracked app called Raw Dog. It's able to get past the security system and wipe the history and cookies of any naughty sites you visit. I ask him why he just doesn't use his phone, and he says the line-in internet is faster than the company Wi-Fi. I've never noticed a difference, but I guess it doesn't matter. I look down, and much to my surprise, his boner hasn't gone down or away. In fact, it looks like it's ready to bust out of his jeans like the Incredible Hulk. I look up and then stare directly into his eyes so he knows exactly what I was looking down at. I want to see if he can hold my gaze. He does. Though he swallows nervously, and when he finally does break eye contact, it's to look at my cleavage. I'm slightly bent over at the waist, and from his angle, he can probably see all the way down my shirt. The silence is thick. I look down, and his cock is so plump that I can see it pulse and twitch with every heartbeat. pull it out, I say. His eyes go wide like a deer caught in headlights. I'm blocking the aisle, I tell him. No one will see but me. He asks, you want me to pull my cock out? I answer, unless you don't want to. He unsnaps his jeans, rolls down the zipper, and out it comes. Nice and thick, veiny, and almost purple. The skin stretched taut. It's not a porn star cock by any means, but he's making a good standing. And I have to admit, seeing him pull his cock out makes me wet. All around us, I can hear the co-workers coming back from lunch, bullshitting and talking fucking office gossip. Someone's phone is going off, and I'm less than 12 inches away from the new guy's cock. He's breathing heavy, and I can feel the tingle. My pussy is hungry, and she wants to be fed. But not yet. That's nice, I say. Email me that cracked app, and I leave the new guy and his hard fuck log in his cubicle. I can feel his eyes on my ass as I walk back to my desk. A plan forming in my mind. This is going to be a lot of fun. I hope he can handle it. So this concludes chapter one of Teasing the New Guy. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. I appreciate your support on the first installment of the series, and I hope you're looking forward to the next one. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Follow me on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, or message me here. I also, again, wouldn't mind hearing on where you think the story is or should go next. Once again, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to next time. Mwah.